Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to 9 Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Cycle Savvy, The Smart Teen's Guide to the Mysteries of Her Body, is a nonfiction health education guide by Tony Weschler, a public health educator also known for writing about fertility awareness. Published in 2006, the book adapts cycle literacy for teenage readers who may be receiving incomplete, overly clinical, or confusing information about puberty and menstruation. Its central purpose is practical to help readers observe, record, and make sense of the changing signs that occur across a menstrual cycle. Weschler explains basic reproductive anatomy and menstrual processes, then connects that information to everyday questions about period timing, bodily sensations, vaginal discharge, mood, and uncertainty about what is normal. Rather than treating menstruation as an isolated monthly event, the book presents the cycle as an ongoing pattern that can be charted over time. Illustrations, sample charts, exercises, and first-person accounts support an accessible format. The result is a teen-focused introduction to body literacy that emphasizes informed observation and clearer communication about reproductive health. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, cycle charting turns general health information into personal pattern recognition. The defining feature of Cycle Savvy is its effort to teach menstrual cycle charting as a usable skill rather than as a technical subject reserved for adults planning pregnancy. A calendar can record bleeding days, but charting encourages a broader record of recurring observations. The book directs attention toward timing and changes in body signals, allowing a reader to compare one part of a cycle with another, and to notice patterns across several cycles. This approach addresses a common source of confusion. Many people learn that a cycle is supposed to fit a fixed number of days, and then assume variation automatically indicates a problem. Weschler instead frames individual pattern recognition as more useful than measuring oneself against a simplified standard. A written record can make it easier to estimate when bleeding may begin, distinguish an occasional change from a recurring one, and describe concerns more precisely during a health appointment. The practical value, therefore, lies in converting vague impressions into organized information. The book does not present charting as a way to eliminate all uncertainty or diagnose illness. Its educational contribution is to give teenagers a structured method for noticing their bodies without relying solely on memory, advertising claims, or informal advice from peers. Secondly, clear reproductive basics establish the context for everyday cycle changes. Cycle Savvy begins with foundational reproductive health education, because cycle observations are difficult to interpret without a basic account of what menstruation represents. The book explains the menstrual cycle as a sequence of hormonal and physical changes involving the ovaries, uterus, and cervix. Rather than simply a period that appears once a month, this framing matters for teenage readers, whose questions often concern why cycles vary, why certain sensations occur, or whether changes between periods have meaning. By linking anatomy and physiology to observable signs, Weschler seeks to replace euphemism and mystery with understandable terms. The book also treats fertility as a biological process that can be learned about before a reader needs to make adult reproductive decisions. That is a notable distinction from many puberty books that focus narrowly on hygiene or from fertility books written principally for people seeking pregnancy. The discussion is intended to support informed awareness, not to imply that every teenager has identical cycles or experiences. Its values, conceptual as well as practical, readers are given a framework for recognizing that menstruation, cervical changes, and other cycle-related shifts belong to connected processes. This can reduce the tendency to interpret normal variation only through rumor, embarrassment, or a rigid 28-day expectation. Thirdly, body signals are treated as observations rather than sources of embarrassment. A major educational method in the book is to invite attention to the signs that accompany the menstrual cycle, including bleeding, changes in cervical fluid, physical sensations, and mood-related shifts. These subjects can be awkward in teen health education, where information is often reduced to products and period management. Weschler treats them as legitimate observations that can provide context for a person's own experience. The book uses an approachable presentation, including illustrations and confidence-building activities, to make this information less intimidating. Importantly, the emphasis is not on declaring that one symptom has a single universal explanation. Bodies differ, and subjective experiences such as cramps, energy changes, or emotional shifts can have many influences. The more defensible lesson is that regular observation creates a basis for asking better questions. A reader who sees a sustained change in her usual pattern has more concrete information to discuss with a trusted adult or clinician. This is especially useful in adolescence, when cycles may be variable and when embarrassment can discourage communication. By normalizing careful attention without insisting on perfection, the book supports a more precise vocabulary for bodily experience. It also counters the idea that reproductive health is too private or complicated to understand. Fourthly, Teen-centered design makes cycle literacy more usable than a conventional medical text. Cycle Savvy is designed around the learning needs of adolescents rather than around a medical reference format. Sample charts show how recorded information can be organized, while illustrations, brain teasers, and first-person stories provide multiple routes into material that might otherwise feel clinical. This design choice is substantive, not merely decorative. Cycle charting requires repeated attention over time, so readers need to understand both what to record and why a record is useful. Concrete examples can help bridge that gap more effectively than abstract definitions alone. The book also uses a respectful tone that avoids assuming prior knowledge, an important feature for readers whose school instruction may have been limited. At the same time, it does not reduce the subject to simplistic reassurance. It addresses questions about irregular timing and the physical and emotional dimensions of cycles in language intended to be comprehensible to teens. Its format distinguishes it from comprehensive adult fertility manuals, which may contain more detail than a young reader initially needs, and from brief puberty guides, which may not teach any ongoing observation method. The book therefore functions as both an introduction to reproductive health and a workbook-like resource. Its accessible features support active learning while keeping the focus on accurate self-knowledge rather than shame or sensationalism. Lastly, fertility awareness is presented as long-term body literacy, not just a future pregnancy concern. The book places fertility awareness within a broader understanding of reproductive health. For many teenagers, fertility may seem distant or relevant only to pregnancy prevention or future family planning. Cycle Savvy instead presents knowledge of cycle signs as information that can be useful throughout life. Learning how cycles operate can help a reader understand timing, recognize personal variation, and later communicate more clearly about reproductive concerns. This long-term framing reflects Weschler's wider work in fertility awareness while tailoring the immediate lessons to a younger audience. It also gives a more complete account of puberty than messages focused only on avoiding pregnancy or managing periods. However, the practical value of charting should not be confused with a substitute for individualized medical care. A chart can document observations, but it cannot by itself determine the cause of pain, unusually heavy bleeding, missed periods, or other concerns. Nor should a general educational book replace professional guidance for decisions about sexual health and contraception. The strength of the approach is its informational foundation readers are better equipped to understand questions and seek reliable support. By connecting present observations to future reproductive literacy, the book argues that body knowledge is worth developing before an immediate decision demands it. In conclusion, Cycle Savvy is best suited to teenagers who want a fuller explanation of menstruation and puberty than a basic school lesson or product guide provides. It can also be useful to parents, caregivers, educators, and health professionals seeking a respectful resource for conversations that are often postponed or handled vaguely. Readers receive practical benefits from learning how to keep a cycle record, recognize recurring body signs, and describe patterns with greater clarity. Intellectually, the book offers a corrective to the narrow idea that a period is the only meaningful part of a menstrual cycle. It presents reproductive anatomy, menstruation, fertility, and everyday observations as connected subjects. What distinguishes the book within teen health education is its sustained focus on charting. Many books for young readers explain puberty, hygiene, and emotional changes, but fewer teach an ongoing method for observing cycles over time. Conversely, many fertility awareness resources are written for adults confronting contraception, conception, or medical questions. Weschler occupies the space between these categories by making foundational cycle literacy accessible to adolescents through examples, charts, illustrations, and direct explanations. The book is most valuable when read as education and self-observation rather than as a diagnostic tool or a replacement for clinical advice. Its enduring contribution is to give young readers language, context, and a practical record-keeping habit for understanding reproductive health with less confusion and more specificity. If you would like to support Tony Weschler, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.